We're continuing the Shir in Likut Halachas, Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Ribis, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Mem Aleph. Today is a very special occasion on two accounts. It's the Yortzeit of Moreinov Rabbeinu Horav Rav Avrom Bar Naftali Herz Sternhartz, Kochav Lev, Zal, who was the rabbi of my rabbis. He was the rabbi of Rav Rosenfeld Zichron Evracha, who was zocheh to get smicha from him, and he was also the rabbi of Reb Michal Zichron Evracha, who married his granddaughter and was privileged to sit in on hundreds of his shiurim. He was the one who gave the shiur, one of the leaders who gave the shiur in Uman on Rosh Hashanah for 3-4 hours at a shot, and he was also the leader of Chassidei Breslov in Eretz, one of the leaders in Eretz Yisrael when he came here. His yahrzeit is today Chof Aleph, and also the shiur is for a refuah shleima for Ilanit Bat Simcha, who had a baby boy last night on Chof Aleph. Shem should help that she and the boy should be healthy and well and should have tremendous nachat and smachot. The learning is for a refuah and a yeshua for them and for all of us, Mitzvah Shem. Paragraph Mem Aleph. V'alkein parashas vo'avoda shel Yom HaKippurim maschil me'inyan misas b'nei Aaron. In the previous shiur, we talked about the passing away of the sons of Aaron HaKohen, and the reason that Rav Nosson Zal listed was one of the several reasons that are listed in the Gemara and the Torah. The fact that they drank wine before going into the Mishkan. They drank an amount of wine, which after drinking, you're not allowed to enter into the Mishkan. And they did go into the Mishkan, not only that, but they tried offering k'toiris, which they had not been given permission to do. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, now we'll also understand why the avoda on Yom Kippur, the Kriyas HaTorah that we read on Yom Kippur morning, begins with Acharei Mois Shnei Bnei Aharon Bekorvosam Lefnei Hashem Vayamusu. Kemoi Shekosuv Acharei Mois. Vayomer, and then it goes on to say, Val Yovoi Becholei Sel HaKodesh, that Hashem gave instructions to Aaron HaKohen, I'm warning you and all the Kohanim, you are not allowed to enter whenever you want into the Holy. There are only set times, you have to be very careful. Bezois Yovoi Aaron HaKodesh. With this, Aaron HaKohen is permitted to enter into the Kodesh, into holiness. And that's how the Torah introduces the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, which we read on Yom Kippur morning. In honor of the Yortzeit and in honor of this birth, we'll mention something beautiful. It's brought in the Zohar HaKadosh. This pasuk, Bezois Yovoi Aharon al HaKodesh, with this, Aharon HaKohen will enter into the Kedusha. In our Machzorim, in our Tefillah that we say on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur, one of the most outstanding sentences in the entire tefillah is where we cry out, Utshuva, Utfila, Utzdaka, Ma'avirin, Esroya, Ahagzera. Repentance, tefillah, and tzedaka and charity can eliminate even the most severe decrees. And if you look in your machzor, on top of tshuva, it says tzoim, which means fasting, because we know the Gemara tells us that fasting, usually on a day of tshuva, we fast, because fasting puts a person into the right frame of mind. When a person fasts, they're minimizing the body and maximizing the soul. By taking away food from the body, you're energizing the soul. Rabbeinu Zal explains this in Likut Yomaran. So that's tzoim, which is tshuva. Tfila is koil. And tzedakah is mamoin, money. Each one of those three words, tzoim, koil, mamoin, have the same exact gematria, 136. Tzoim, tzadik, vav, mem, koil, kuf, vav, lamed, mamoin, mem, mem, vav, nun. 3 times 136 equals 408, which is the word zois. And the Sforim tell us that that's what it means here. With zois, you enter into holiness. With tzoim, koil, and mamon. With tshuva, tfila, and tzedakah, you're zoicha to enter into the holy. Now Rav Nelson Zal says, Ki kol hu avoyde shel yom ha-kippurim, shaydei ze Hashem yisborach moichel avonis Yisrael b'chol shono, hu alidei b'chinas ho-emes ha-zachanal shel Hashem yisborach bi-atzmoi. The entire avoyde of Yom Kippur, which is so that Hashem will forgive all the sins that the Jews have done throughout the entire year, is based on that pure emes of Hashem himself that we mentioned earlier. Which the only ones who get to understand on some level that emes, the emes of Hashem himself, is the greatest, choicest of tzaddikim. We mentioned people like Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, people of that caliber. They are zeichet to understand on a certain level Hashem's emes, the etzem emes. Kal yedei ho emes haposhut ein takono lachoti. Because if we follow the simple emes, the standard emes, a person who committed a sin has no tikkun. Kama yisham rabbi seinuzal, as the Gemara says, shoalu lechachma, they asked chachma, what do we do when a person does a sin? The Amra and Chachma answered, Hanefesh hachoites hitomus. A person who commits a sin should die. It's rebelling against the king. Everyone knows, Moired b'malchus chayev misa. Hashem is the king in the world. Hashem said, don't do this. A person goes ahead and does it. He deserves death penalty. So that's emes. That's truth. This is the level of truth of the angels that we discussed earlier, where the Medrash mentions that the angel of truth said, do not go ahead with the creation of man. Shekitrugu al brias adam, they spoke out against the creation of man. Ki lefi ha'emes shelohem ein takona la'achote, because based on their understanding of emes, based on their perspective of emes, a person commits a sin, he's out. He's off the map. And since we know majority of people are going to be commit sins, Hashem, why do you want to get into this? Why do you want to create all of these people who you're just going to have to wipe out? They saw that man will sin against Hashem. That's why they spoke out against the creation of man. Ube'emes lefi hadas haposhut kach noite ho'emes. And the truth is, according to a certain simple way of thinking, that's the way it is. That's the way it should be. Avol lo yodu oitzim rachmanus yisborach. However, these angels were not privileged to realize the level of Hashem's kindness. Sheze etzem ho'emes. That's the essence of truth, she'i'ef shalahasikanal, which almost everybody and anybody is not capable of understanding, other than those few rare exceptions, those greatest of tzaddikim. U'mishom nimshach haslicho la'avoinos Yisrael b'yom ha-kippurim. And it's from this awesome rachmanus of Hashem, from the highest levels of kindness of Hashem, that's where we draw the forgiveness for sins on Yom Kippur. The Zohar HaKadosh says, we say on Yom Kippur that famous sentence, Ki vayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem letaher eschem mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titoru. On this day, He will forgive, yechaper aleichem, He will forgive you, to purify you from all of your sins, lifnei Hashem titoru, before Hashem, you will be purified. So question, we know that the Gemara uses the wording, Yom Kippur forgives. Yom Kippur itself forgives. Itzumoi shel yoyim, it's called. The essence of Yom Kippur itself forgives. But that's not what it says in that sentence. It says, on Yom Kippur, yechaper, He will forgive. Who is He? Whenever we use that pronoun, He, H-E in English, it's referring to Nistar. We've mentioned this many times. If somebody is in the room with you, you say, you did this. Your wife had a baby boy. If you're not in the room, I said, He told me that his wife... So whenever we use that pronoun, He, it's talking about Nistar, something that's someone that's not visible, hidden. That refers to the Keser, the crown of Hashem, which is the highest level of Rachmanis, which is hidden. We usually, when we talk about, when we use that pronoun about Hashem, he said that kind of thing, it's referring to this Nistor. So that's Yechaper. And the word Titaru tells us this, because it's brought that the word Titaru, they will be purified, is Begimatria Keser exactly. So that on Yom Kippur, we draw from level number 10. On Rosh Hashanah, we are Mamlech Hashem. Our prayer on Rosh Hashanah revolves a lot around crowning Hashem as king, Malchus. Each one of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we move up a level, until we get to day number 10, which is Yom Kippur. That's the Keser. That's when the Kohen Gadol was allowed to go into the Holy of Holies, the 10th level of holiness in the world. There are 10 levels. Level number 1 is Eretz Yisrael, 2 is Yerushalayim, and so on and so forth. So Rav Nosson Zal tells us here that it's from this highest level of Rachmanus of Hashem that we draw forgiveness for the sins of the Jews on Yom Kippur. Avolav kol odom yochoy lichnois l'kidushas o'emes hazeh. However, not every person is qualified to enter into the holiness of this truth of Hashem, this highest level of Rachmej of Rachmanus of Hashem. And even the Kohen Gadol was warned, don't you dare enter into the Holy of Holies whenever you want. It's one day a year, only on Yom Kippur, and with all kinds of preparations and prerequisites and everything. It's only with this that Aaron HaKohen could enter into the Holy. When? B'yoyim HaKippurim. Ki lo emes kozeh. Shehu b'chinas kedushas kodesh kodoshim. Lifnai v'lifnim. Yefshir lichnois kiyim b'yoyim HaKippurim. Al yedei seder ho avoideh shetziv Hashem Yisborach. Because to get to this level of truth, which represents the Holy of Holies in the Beis HaMikdash, that highest truth, the inner sanctum, it's impossible to enter into there only one day a year on Yom Kippur via the whole Seder Avodah that the Kohen Gadol had to do to prepare himself for that, which Hashem instructed. And then the Kohen Gadol is able to draw upon the Jewish people, you know, forgiveness for sins. Shenimshach mebechinas etzem amitas rachma v'yizborach. This forgiveness, which comes from the essence of the true kindness of Hashem. Bechinas, as we mentioned earlier, that within the 13 attributes of kindness, we say v'rav chesed ve'emes. Those two go together. V'rav chesed refers to the highest levels of kindness. And the next word is ve'emes. And we know that usually emes means justice. Emes is fairness. Emes usually isn't kindness. But we learned earlier that there's two levels of emes. There's the emes of the malochim. There's a lower level emes, which is mishpat. There's a higher level emes. That level of emes on the part of Hashem that said, we will yes create man. Even though man is going to sin, so he'll sin. Why am I called Rachum? Why am I called Chanun? There's that truth that's called the emes lamitoi, the highest level of truth. That truth is plugged into Rav Chesed. That truth is connected to the highest levels of kindness of Hashem. And this is why the whole discussion about the Avoida of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is written right after the passing away of the sons of Aaron HaKohen. Kihem pogmu pozeh. Because they were poigim in this emes that we're speaking about here. They thought they used their emes, and based on their emes, it seemed to them that they were allowed to go in, they were allowed to bring the ketores, they were allowed to do, and that's where the mistake was, as we mentioned in the previous year. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us a few appendixes on this halacha. He's going to use the train of thought that we're on to explain a number of other issues in Yoredeya, in Shulchan Aruch. In this next piece, he goes in to discuss Hilchos Chukos Vakum, the laws about a Jew following the customs of the goyim, or the laws of the goyim. Paragraph Membeis. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh shenismach achar kach parshas aroyos. Now you'll understand also why right after the avoid of Yom Kippur over there in Parshas Achrei Mois, the next discussion in the Chumash, which we also happen to read on Yom Kippur, is the Parsha of Aroyos in Parshas Kedoshim, where Hashem tells the Jews all of the forbidden relations. Umaschil, and it begins over there, Kema'ase Eretz Mitzrayim, like the actions of the land of Egypt, Ukemase Eretz Canaan, and like the actions of the land of Canaan that the Goyim did there, Ubechukoy Sehem, and following their customs and ways, Loitelechu, the Jews should not follow their ways, the ways of the Egyptians and the ways of the Canaanites. We read this in the Torah on Yom Kippur at Mincha. V'zeh b'chinas v'nosan aharoin al shnei ha-se'irim goyrolois, goyrolechod l'ashem v'goyrolechod l'azozil. And also in the beginning of Achrei Mois, it discusses one of the main avoidas of Yom Kippur, which was where they had two goats that looked identical, and they would draw lots on them to see one of these goats, was its blood was sprinkled in the Holy of Holies, in the holiest, holiest place in the Mishkan. The other one, they would place all the sins of all the Jewish people on it, and they would take it out into the desert, into a mountain, Azazel, and throw it off the mountain. Ki ikar tikun hu avoinois wal yedei hatzadik shehu b'chinas koin godol sheyochol likones letchilas habriya ulahamtik ulavatel achizo hadako min hadako shel hasheker shenechaz shom. The main tikkun of all of our sins is dependent on the tzaddik, who is like a kohen gadol, and the tzaddik has the ability to go back to the beginning of creation, to connect to the beginning of creation, and to eliminate the tiny, tiny connection of sheker that started from there, when Hashem first created. We said originally there was just Hashem. When after creation, there was Hashem and the creation. So there was two. So there was already a potential, a beginning of a possibility of sheker, something for the sheker to latch onto. Within one, you can't have any sheker. There's no achiza for sheker. The moment you move away from one, there's an achiza of sheker. So the tzaddik, has the ability to go back spiritually to the beginning of creation and to be mesaken, to fix whatever needs to be done there, so that the sheker should not be effective. Shezeu b'chinas v'avoido shel gdoile hatzadikim b'rosh Hashanah v'chulukana. This is the concept of the great avoida that the greatest of tzadikim are involved in doing on Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, as we explained b'tchilas hadrush hazeh, as we discussed in the beginning of this halacha many pages ago. And that's how we bring about the forgiveness of sins that takes place on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol had to go up to the highest level spiritually, to the beginning of creation, where when you're at that point, when you're over there, you can't even recognize the connection of sheker. It's so faint, it's so tiny, it's so delicate that it's very, very hard to be able to detect where the sheker is over there, where the sheker is plugged in. V'zehu b'chinas ha-shnei ha-se'irim sh'yushovin b'mareyin u'b'koymosim. This is the concept where the Torah tells us that you had to have two goats that looked exactly the same height, the same color, the same. They look identical. V'yafal pikein hayutzrichen levarer beinehem, and despite the fact that they're exactly the same, we had to select. We had to do a selectia to choose between them. Ulahalois echod lashem, and to bring one of them as one of the holiest sacrifices of the entire year. Kodesh Kodshei Kodoshim. Its blood is sprinkled in the Holy of Holies. V'echad, and the other one, La'azazel goes to the opposite place. You don't even shecht it. It doesn't even get a kosher shechita. You throw it off a mountain. It gets cut to ribbons, just smashed on the rocks. And the word azazel, it's brought in Sforim, makes up the first letters of ze le'umas ze osa elikim, that Hashem has made the holiness and unholiness parallel to each other. This one opposes this one. And here's where you see it, by the Sor Azazel. You see two that look almost identical, and they are exact opposites. This one is holy of holies, and this one has all the sins on it, or the worst tummy. V'alkein hoyom muchruch lahaloi soysom lema lamoid. And that's why the Kohen Gadol had to elevate these two goats to a very high place. Lebechinas tchilas habriya. To plug them into that spiritual level of at the beginning of creation. Ulahapil goyrol aleihem, and to draw lots, to make a lottery on them. Ki efsher levarer shom ho'emes me'achizas ha'sheker. Because when you get up to that level, it's impossible using brains, using rationale, using thinking, to figure out which one is emes and which one is sheker. Which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozil. It's only Hashem himself who can see it on that high level, on that finest level, who can differentiate and distinguish which one, which is emes and which is sheker. The two are so close together on that high level that it's just about impossible for a human being to be able to differentiate. That's why the Kohen Gadol didn't use his brain. He had to put his brain aside. He had to draw lots, lottery. What is lottery? Hashem chooses. Hashem will say which is which. Shehu b'chinas ha-goyrol sheyoytze meis Hashem yizborach bi'atzmo eizel Hashem eizel azazel. That's this concept of drawing these lots where the person is saying, I can't decide this. Let's flip a coin. Hashem has to decide this. Ki ha-goyrol mevara roisam. The goyrol is what selects, what chooses which is which. Vaideze daiko nimtak venizbatel achizas hasheker betchilas sharoshoim. And this is how the Kohen Gadol and the Tzaddik are zeicha to eliminate, to sweeten and eliminate the attachment of sheker at its point of origin, from the beginning of creation over there. Vaideze nimcholin avoinos Yisrael, and this is how they bring about the forgiveness for all the sins of the Jewish people. Shenim shochim al yidei sheker. The sins were caused through sheker. Sheikar achizosoi betchilas yetzias habriya mikoyach lapoil. And when did sheker first come into the existence, into the picture? The moment Hashem brought creation from thought into action. Sheshom yefsher levarer ho'emes hazach kim al yidei hagoyrol sheyoytzim yitz Hashem yizborach bi'atzmoi. Whereby on that level, when you get to that level of spirituality, the level of spirituality it was when Hashem first created the world, over there, the emes and sheker are so close together that it's impossible for a human being, even a tzaddik, using his brain to be able to recognize what's emes, what's sheker. He has to simply put it on Hashem. He has to say, Hashem, please, you show me. You choose for me. You figure it out. Interesting, I've mentioned this before. This is one of the places in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal explains this goyrel, this drawing of the lots on Yom Kippur, and he gives an incredible explanation here. You know, the depth of this, that the whole concept of emes and sheker, and on some at certain levels, it's obvious, it's clear to everybody that this is day, this is night, this is good, this is bad. But then you get to higher and higher levels, where it becomes very difficult to figure out what's good and what's bad. Good could be made to look bad. You could be convinced that the good is bad and the bad is good very, very easily. You have millions of people running around today on drugs because they're convinced that that's good. If you want to have a good time, if you want to be happy, this is good for me. It's not bad for me. It's good. I know what the books say. The books are stupid. They think it's bad. They never tried it probably. That's why they're saying it's bad. If they try it, they see that this is wonderful. This is pleasure. This is enjoyment. And I can't get pleasure from helping an old lady cross the street. Or, you know, from putting on tzitzis, hashallah, you know, people who don't believe in Torah and mitzvahs, etc. You know, But Rav Nosson Zal points out that when you get to the point of origin, where all of this starts from, over there it's super hard to figure it out. And there, the only solution you have is to let Hashem choose. Just like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, in the first chapter of Tikkun HaKloli, we say, Ato Toimich Goyroli, Hashem, you draw my lot for me. Each one of us has to make thousands of decisions every day that affect me, my wife, my kids, my religion, everything. How in the world should I figure? How in the world do I know? Most of the decisions, in order to make the right decision, you need to know what's up ahead. Do I know what's up ahead? Impossible. Therefore, David HaMelech says, Ato toimich goroli. Hashem, you choose my lot. You point me in the right direction. You guide me. And this is one of the places where Rav Nosson Zal explains it. There's another place in the Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal talks about Azus. We know Azus means chutzpah. Chutzpah is the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst midos, the worst sin in the world. It says what right before the generation right before Mashiach is going to come, you know how bad they're going to be? They're going to be chutzpenyaks. And even Barack Obama knows that. He mentioned that in one of his speeches. I saw it in the newspaper. He mentioned about somebody who was challenging him on one of the issues. He said, I like his chutzpah, but, you know, but he still don't know what he's talking about. Only I know what's right, et cetera, et cetera. But even he knows the word chutzpah, that that's the problem in the generation before the coming of Moshiach. Chutzpah, azus. And on the first page in Shulchan Aruch, it warns that if you're going to want to try to be religious, there are going to be people that are going to make fun of you, et cetera. And be, so you have to be tough. You have to have oiz. You have to be strong to be able to stand up to that. You have to have tough skin sometimes when they throw darts at you and they throw insults and everything. But the Shulchan Aruch warns, but be careful. Be strong, be tough, but don't cross the line of being a little too tough. Don't answer back something fresh, something nasty, because then you're going into azus of the sidra. Then you're azponim, which the Gemara says azponim legehenim. So on one hand, the same Torah says azponim legehenim, that a person who has azus goes to gehenim. And the Gemara says in another place that the only reason why Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people is mipnei she'azenhein, because the Jews have azus. That could mean azus digdusha. The fact that we were able to jump and say Nasa v'nishma, we were able to sign without even reading the paper, that takes chutzpah, that takes guts, you know. Or there's another interpretation of the Gemara, Hashem gave the Jews the Torah because they need it the most. They're the roughest bunch. If we didn't have, if this is how difficult we are with the Torah, could you imagine what we'd be like if we didn't have the Torah? So in any case, we see the Torah telling us that azus is one of the most important, special, critical ingredients. And we see the Torah telling us that this is the worst of the worst. Make up your mind. Rav Nosson Zal says this is what the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur. He took two goats. A goat is an aze in Hebrew. Two goats that looked identical, because unfortunately, sometimes these two look the same. One person says no to his parents, and another person says no to his parents. One person's parents say, please don't take drugs, don't kill people. And he says, no, I ain't going to listen to what you say. We say that's chutzpah. And another person's parents tell him, I don't want you to go to that rabbi. I don't want you to keep Shabbos. And he says no to his parents. And there are parents that say, how dare you say that in the name of religion? Religion says respect for parents. And they don't know that the definition of respect for parents is only when it doesn't conflict with Hashem. That it's a lot to say about that. So Rav Nosson Zal points out that's these two goats that look identical. And sometimes it's very difficult for a person to know what the right decision is. What do you mean? The Torah says, go to the rabbi, and the Torah says, respect your parents. What do I do? Rav Nosson Zal says it's the two goats. It's the decision between azus digdusha versus the wrong kind of azus. Sometimes they look so identical that if you're going to try to figure it out with brains, you're going to make a mistake. And the only solution is, put it in Hashem. What did the Kohen Gadol do? Draw lots. Draw lots means I'm putting it in Hashem's hands. The solution is tefillah. Hashem, please guide me. I don't know what you want. I want to do the right thing. I want to do the emes or emes. I want to do what's really the right thing. On one hand, my parents are right. They're saying we've lived this way our whole lives. We can't. We don't want to change our whole life. We don't want to turn the house upside down. And you as our son, we raised you, we fed you, we did it. How dare you? How dare you in the name of religion go against us? And you're going to tell us how to live. You're going to tell us keep kosher, all of these things, Rahman al-Islam. And a person could get very confused. And this is where the tefillah and the Kohen Gadol showed us. What do you do in this situation? You pray. You put it in Hashem. You put it in Hashem's hands. Because you know that if you're going to use chachma, it's very easy to make a mistake. It's very easy to confuse and to use the wrong kind of azas. There are many balei tshuva who messed up their shalom bayis in tremendous ways when they didn't have to. There were better ways. If they would have gotten advice from tzaddikim, etc., they could have accomplished the same thing without burning all their bridges and everything. On the other hand, there's a time when a person has to walk away. Avraham Avinu was told, lech lecha, leave your father, leave your mother. What do you mean? His mother was crying. How could you leave? A son leaves parents? What, are you crazy? Elderly parents, you're leaving us and you're going to Israel? What, are you nuts? And again, that's religion. Religion says walk out on your parents. And that was Avraham Avinu's test. That was his mitzvah. That was his test to walk away from his family, from his friends, all the people who he grew up with and everything. And again, that was Azus Digdusha. That was on the right side. And here's where it requires a lot of Torah knowledge. A person has to learn a lot. To be zecher to get to know what's Azus Digdusha, what's Azus Sitrachra. And after all the learning, he has to know that he's very vulnerable to make a mistake because the Satan learned everything he learned, plus. And the Satan has a way of doing a flip, of making good look bad and bad look good, and fooling. He was able to fool Nadav and Avihu. He was able to fool Moshe Rabbeinu. At certain times, we said. When Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, what did you do this for? What did you send me for? You wanted to help the Jews. Look what you did, Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu said that because it looked to him that this was a terrible mistake. It's a mistake, Chas v'Shalom. That's how good the Satan, the Yetzer, is at what he tries to do. So this is why Rabbeinu Zal taught us, hispoidedus. If a Jew wants to be religious, if a Jew wants to do the right thing, you have to beg Hashem every day, please Hashem, I'm in a world of sheker, I'm in a kaleidoscope, and it's just about impossible for me to figure out which way is up. And therefore, the only way I'm going to succeed, Hashem, is if you help me. If you help me, if you guide me, help me make the right choices, help me make the right decisions.